finally today. On Monday, when the hurricane hit New Orleans, we spoke with Katie Lasky. She had evacuated the city. She was in Youngsville, Louisiana, which is outside Lafayette, 135 miles west of New Orleans. We've reached her again by phone. Katie, hello, and how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
And what are you hearing now?
Not anything good. We're hearing that there's still water pouring into the city, that they haven't been able to close the breach in the levee at the 17th Street Canal, which is not far from our home. We haven't been able to get any local information about our neighborhood. I love our city, and it's heartbreaking.
When we spoke on Monday, you had just learned from your alarm company that your house was open, that a door had opened, and you were worried at that point about trying to go back. You were thinking you might be able to think about going back as early as yesterday. That now seems impossible.
Yes. From all accounts, we won't be back for weeks. Right now, I think that our open doors, unfortunately, probably the least of our problems.
Here's the lead from the Associated Press this morning. The governor of Louisiana says Wednesday the situation is worsening. There's no choice but to abandon the flooded city of New Orleans.
Oh, gosh. I hope they get everybody out safely. I hope that they go door to door and get people out of their attics and off their roofs. And then when they pump the water out, we'll be back. I mean, it's impossible to wrap your mind around, really. We look at the pictures and you see all these places you know and you can recognize, and they're underwater, and you say, oh, there's City Park underwater, and it just is totally surreal.
How do you think about your life? I mean, how do you figure out what to do?
I don't know. Luckily, we're young, and we're lucky. I mean, they talk about the people who stayed in the Ninth Ward and in the lower Ninth Ward, and I think people need to know that those people stayed because they couldn't get out. They don't have the means to get out. And it wasn't stubbornness, although there's a lot of that in New Orleans. It was the need to stay with what you have. And I will be able to rebuild my life. I have insurance and I have a good job, but there are people who are just going to be totally lost.
Katie Lasky, a New Orleans resident who's staying now in Youngsville, Louisiana, west of the city. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And after that interview, Katie said she was working as an attorney in New Orleans. ¶¶